Arbamis nidim shem lechi. If it's sticking out less than dal damis, it has a shem lechi to it. You don't have to have anything else. That's mutter. Ain't sorach lechi achal atiroi. Dal damis. Let's say this fourth wall is sticking out dal damis, and again it wasn't made l'shem lechi. It was made stam l'shem a kaisel. Is then we say nidim shem movi. It has a shem movi on it. It's called the fourth wall of the movi. But sorach lechi achal atiroi. If you want to be matwid with a lechi, you have to use another lechi. Avadi, you could use a kur if you want, but if you want to use a kur or lechi, you have to put another lechi. For at the Gemara, oisa lechi heichim amidoi. Where are you going to put the second lechi? Where can you put it? Either mukile bahadi, if you're going to put it right next to this lechi that's sticking out. Now, if you have this wall sticking out four amas, and right next to it, you put another beam right next to it. Yeah, it's like picture 33. It's at the end of the wall, you put another beam right next to it. Put the lechi right there. You're just adding on to this fourth wall. You're telling me it's not called a lechi, it's called a wall. So what does it help to add on to it? You're just adding on to the wall. Oh, so Svasem is good, Svek Zer good. Svasem says it's kasher. What's the kasher? We're saying if you make it beferis, the shame lechi is kasher. So let's say this extra piece of wood you're putting here, the shame lechi, that's good. So Svasem says, you have to say, if you make the whole thing mitchil l'shem lechi, it's kosher. But yeah, since the first Dal Damas wasn't made the shem lechi, it has the shem kaisel doifin on it, so the little bit you put right next to it will be bottled to the doifin. That won't able to be matzah l'shem lechi. That's the Gemara's kasha. Since the first part of the lechi, the Dal Damas, has the shem kaisel on it now, so a little bit lechi you put next to it, can't, so swar can't be matzah. The swar is bottled to the kaisel. So what do you do with it? First here it says, put it on the other side. Like a picture 32, on the right side. On the entrance, on the right side, put a lechi there. That's the Pasha Eitza. So here's Nika Klo L'Shem Lechi, there it's kosher. Rafu Nebred Rav Yeshua Manein. Afilu Teima Demukilo Bahadi. Even if you want to put the new lechi right next to the old lechi, this wall sticking out. Now the Eitza is the Mitfei Bay or the Mistra Bay. Make it either a little bit longer or a little bit shorter. Shrashi has two pshotim. Either make it a little bit higher than the first one, or a little bit shorter than the first one. Or else make it a little bit thicker than the first one, or a little bit thinner than the first one. Like pictures 34, 35, 36. Or else make it that you can see. Like picture 34 is that this new lechi is smaller. So male is naked claw, it's not part of the kaisel, it's smaller. Or else 35 is that it's thicker, that it sticks out on both sides of the wall, so it's naked claw, that's a lechi. Yeah, and who has picture 36, a little bit thinner. It's thinner than the old lechi b'kitza. Make it a hecker that you can tell claw it's not part of the wool. It's a lechi by itself, and that's mutter. Paitam. Omer Rafuna b'red Rav Yeshua. Lo yamoron ela b'movi shmoina. This halacha that we're saying now, that if this wool is sticking out, dal d'amis, so if it sticks out, dal d'amis, it's not called a lechi anymore. A male has no hetter to carry inside the movi. That's only if the movi matchil is at least 8 amis wide. It has to be at least 8 amas wide. Ela b'movi shmoina. Avo b'movi shiva. Let's say the entrance to the movi is only 7 amas wide. That's no entrance. Kum to says, and now you have this lechi, this wall, sticking out dal damas. Kum to says, out of the 7 amas, how much is covered up? 4 amas. That's right. So that's called oimed meruba ala poritz. That's called the mechitza. Some elitz hutter, even without a lechi b'kaira. Because this lechi, this first wall that's sticking out, is mati to carry inside. So, the niter b'oimid meruba ala poritz. That's the cloud. If you have a piritz, a hole, let's say it's here, it's 7 amis wide. And if you put a mechitza 4 amis long, so since you're covering up rove of the hole, that's called a good mechitza. That's the lecha. So, even without a second lechi, it'd be hutter, not pateris lechi, but pashta teres a mechitza. That oimid meruba ala poritz. If there's more mechitza than there is hole, that's mutter. And how does he know this? Kavakal v'chayme mechotzer. I tell you, this din that if you have more oimid than you have poritz, it's kosher, it's a kavakhayme from the halacha of a chotzer. Omar chotzer. Chotzer means a regular backyard you have. A regular backyard doesn't have the het of kerev alechi. A regular backyard is not called a movi. Why push it? You don't have two chatzerim opening up into it. You don't have two houses opening up into it. A regular chotzer, just a few houses open up into one chotzer. So it doesn't have the heter of a movi. Or ma chotzer, she'ena li teres b'lechi b'koira. A chotzer doesn't have the heter. If you have three walls around the chotzer, for the fourth wall, there's no heter just to put a lechi or a kaira. Stam in your backyard, if they have the fourth wall is open, you can't be mutter. It doesn't have the heter of a lechi or a kaira. For nezveg in the terrace, the yoimen ruba ala poritz. Still, if on the fourth wall, the oimed, the mechitza that's there, is more than the whole part is, it's kosher to carry, it's mutter to carry inside the chotzer of his own movi. The din of a movi now that has two chatzerim opening up into it. Shenit the belechi bekaira. The rabbanon gave a kula by a movi. You're allowed to carry inside the movi just with a lechi going on the side and with a kaira going across on top. Is einoy din shenit the b'yayme beruba. Shouldn't the movi have this chiddush, the bigger heter that a chotzer has? That avadi, if you have on the fourth entrance, if you have a mechitza going that closes up rove of the entrance, avadi should be mutter. That's called the mechitza. And that's what halacha we hold like that. If you have oimed ruba ala paris, that's called a mechitza. Providing that the hole is not more than dal damis. If any time there's a hole of more than dal damis, that's always mevatel the shem pesach. But kol zaman the hole, the entrance, is less than dal damis wide. As long as the mechitza on the side is more than the open part, it's always called a mechitza. Nein adin shenit to b'yemim ruba ala paris. So therefore, in our case, by this lechi haboilet, if the entrance is less than 8 amis wide, so since you have a lechi, this wall sticking out 4 amis, that's rove of the entrance, so vader it's hutta to carry inside without any other atarim. Push it. Fet gemar name, ma lechotzer shekein pirtzosoy b'yeser. By a chotzer, if you have a hole on the wall, the mechitzas of a chotzer, even though it's 10 amis, still it's hutta. It's the pirtz of a chotzer till 10 amis is called the Pesach. Teyama b'movi, mashenkin in movi, we'll soon see there's a man the yoma that says, she pirtzose b'yarba. If you have the pirtz of more than dalat tfochim, it's already possible. We'll soon see, that's Rav Huna's svara later. Even up until now, we're going even in the movi. Before we had, even though it's yud amis wide, it's still called a Pesach, that's a machlekes later. But there's a man the yoma that holds in a movi, even though the pirtza is only dalat tfochim, it's no good. It doesn't have a shem pesach in a movi. So fetti mo des kasha. How could you learn out the movi from chotzer? Chotzer has a kula that even though the pirtza, the opening in the wall, is 10 amis, still it's kosher. Tiyama b'movi, ma'ashenkin in the movi, sher pirtzosa bi'arba. On the three walls that you have in the movi, if on one wall that the pirtza is a hole there, more than dalat tfochim, like one man the yom is possible. So this man the yom, you can't make a kal v'chaymah from a chotzer to a movi. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you, Kisava Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Jesus the one that's saying this din, that if the movi is only open, the width of the opening is only 7 amis, that it's hutter with dalad, with this lechi of dalad amis, who's the one that's saying this chiddush? Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua. I'll tell you, Kisava Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, movi nami pitzosa b'yesa, what's the kasha? He himself, that says this halacha, avadi he holds halacha, that the pirtz in the movi could also be 10 amis wide. So since the movi's pirtz is 10 amis wide, and the chotzer's pirtz is 10 amis wide, avadi we can make a kal v'chaymah. Because the chotzer has a chomer digadin that is no heter lechi v'kaira. Movi is a cool digadin, there is a heter v'kaira v'lechi. So mele madach a chotzer has a heter of oimid merubala poritz. Then if you have roiv of the opening is closed with the mechitzas kosher, so avada movi should have the same heter. So according to Rav Huna, it's very good, you can't ask any kashis. So the Gemara name, still shver. Laman karmrinon l'Rav Huna. L'chura, who are we answering all this according to? We want to answer according to Rav Huna. We're coming to be miyashiv Rav Huna. Because that was the first memory. This first memory was Gufa, Omer Rami Bachoma, Omer Rav Huna. Hey, Rami Bachoma said over the name of Rav Huna that lechi abodot medoif neshom movi pochus miyab amis is kosher more than amis is posel. So who was the one that brought down this first memra? It was Rav Huna. So the chur of Yeshua now, Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, it is coming to be miyashiv alib of the Rav Huna. So the kasher is now leman karmina leRav Huna. For Rav Huna himself is the one that holds pirtzos v'dalit. Rav Huna later, Navav will see, he's the one that holds it in the movi. If you have a pirtza more than dalat tfochim, it's possible. So according to Rav Huna, a movi is more chomer than a chotzer. So according to Rav Huna, you can't make a kal v'chomer from a mavi to a chotzer, because a chotzer is more kal. By a chotzer, if the pirtz is yudamit, it's still kosher. By a mavi, if the pirtz is more than dalat chochem, it's possible. So according to Rav Huna, you can't make this kal v'chomer. So Rav Huna, Rebbe Yeshu is saying that according to Rav Huna, so it's shver, you can't make the kal v'chomer according to Rav Huna. And for the Gemara name, I'll tell you, Rav Huna, Bray, the Rav Yeshua, time of the Nafshi come, it's not true. He's not answering or saying this pshat according to Rav Huna. Even though Rav Huna was the one that said over this Nemra, but now when he's saying this Chiddush, he's not saying that Alib with Rav Huna, he's saying according to himself. I see halacha here. You're telling me halacha, if you have this lechi ha-boilet, this fourth wall that's sticking out, you're telling me once it's dal damas long, it's not called a lechi anymore. You're not allowed to carry inside. So Rav Huna of Rebbe Yeshua says to himself, when is this halacha? Only if the opening is more or 8 amis, at least 8 amis. But if it's less than 8 amis, he himself says a swirl that avad with smutta to carry inside, even without a lechi. Because he himself holds that a movi's pirtza is also yudamis. So, and a chotzer's pirtza is also yudamis. So, mail is good, you can make a kal v'chomer, a movi to a chotzer. Madach a chotzer that has a chumra, there's no het of kerev lechi. Still, oimim ruba laporet is hutter, you're allowed to carry in a chotzer. That is the mechitzah's roiv of the opening. So, by a movi, that's a cool digadin, that the rabbanu will make it to be matter with a kerev and a lechi, avadi, you could be mutter, you could have a het to carry inside the movi if there's a oimim ruba laporet. So, Rav Huna, Rebbe Yeshua, the kid is saying a liba de nafshei, and not a liba de Rav Huna. So that's on the Gemara. Hey, it's time when the Nafshi come. Ravashi Yom Ravashi says another Chiddush here. Ravashi Yom Anein. Afilu Teina B'Movi Shmoina. Even if you want to say this Movi, this entrance, is exactly 8 amos wide. Yeah? Nami Letzorach Lechi. Still, you don't need another Lechi to be matter. What's the case? The entrance is 8 amos wide, and this Lechi, this wall sticking out, is 4 amos wide. So come to say, there's 4 amis of a mechitza, and there's 4 amis of the entrance. So l'chura, there's not oimid ruba l'porit, there's not more mechitza than pirtza. Still he says you're allowed to carry. Why? So Tavashi, why? Zokte, v'mavi shmoina nami le'tzorach lechi. Zokte, monim shoch. His yisoid is that we can't measure something exactly, like yesh le'tzamsim. Even though we're saying it's mistavre, it's 8 amis wide, and it looks like this lechi is sticking out of dalet amis, only 4 amis wide, it's not 100% though. We can't measure exactly. So Mela Zokter Mamonashach. Iyoy midnofish, on the tzatis say that this lechi is sticking out, even though we think it's only dalet amis, but maybe it's a little bit more than dalet amis. Maybe it's dalet amis and 1 inch. So on the tzatis say it's a little bit more, the Mela Nitter, the Yoimin Ruba Laparitz. The Mela is mutter to carry inside. Because since this lechi, this wall, is 4 amis and 1 inch, come to size the hole is less than 4 amis, so you have more mechitza than pirtza, therefore it's mutter. Elamai, what's the tzata go to chumra? The paritz nofish. The other tzata say is no. Maybe the pirtza, the hole, is bigger than the lechi. Oibazoi, if the hole is bigger, that means the entrance has to be more than 4 amis wide. If the entrance is more than 4 amis wide, that means how wide is this koisel? Less than dalet amis. If it's less than dalet amis, vayt is nidr mishum lechi. So it's also mutter to carry, because then you have a good lechi. The paritz nofesh elamai the pirtza is more of a zoy nidr mishum lechi. Then the wall that's sticking up is less than dalet amis. If it's less than dalet amis, it has a shem lechi. It's also mutter. What's the shayla? My yarmit, what do you want to tell me? That maybe it's punct exactly that there's 4 amis entrance and 4 amis of a mechitza. And in such a case, the mechitza doesn't have a shem lechi because it's dalet amis and it's not called poritz. It's not called oimid rubala poritz. In such a case, you want to say it's osir, I'll tell you heavily, sofik divrayim. It's a sofik got an issur the rabbonin. The sofik divrayim hokel. The klal is, since this issur to carry inside the movi, it's only an issur the rabbonin, like we always said. Midi eraisa, if you have 3 mechitzes, it's not a mishus rabbin. You're allowed to carry the midi eraisa. It's only an issur the rabbonin. So on a sofik, the rabbonin, you can go to kulon. Since there are 2 tzadim that say it's mutter here, maybe the pirtz is bigger, and therefore you have a lechi. Maybe the lechi is bigger, and therefore you have oimid rubala poritz. The only suffix is maybe it's exactly, which we don't know exactly. So on that side, how tavashi could go lekula. And the lech we hold like tavashi could go lekula. Lo vaitim. Omer Rav Chonin, Bar Rova, Omer Rav, Movui shenifrat mitzidai, or no movui that has a pirza mitzidai on the side of it, be yeser. That's the loch we had before, like not like this last Gemara, but if on the side of the movui you have a pirza, a hole, even though it's 10 tefachim wide, still is called a movui, still is kosher. We had before, yeah, right. These are pictures we had before. Yeah. Movi shenifritz mitzidoi. If the movi at the side of the wall, the pirtz is on the side of the wall, right, picture 26, is b'eser, then even though the pirtz of the hole is 10 amos wide, still it's kosher. May roishoi, what about the pirtz is at the entrance? May roishoi, then the locher is bedalit. Then it's only kosher bedalit. This is picture 38. May Roshay, if on the entrance to the Movi, you also have a wall on the fourth side, and in the entrance to the Movi, in that wall, there became a Pirtza. Then if it's Dalat Tfachim, why this Possel? He said, at the entrance, you have to have Dalat Tfachim. More than Dalat Tfachim is Possel. Trashi Mitzidai, the Koisel Orko, in the length of the Koisel, for Lo Yetzer Roshay, not next to the Roshay, Elisheisha Bo Oimed Min HaPesach HaRapirtz, like we had before. The first is four Tfachim of wall. And then in the length of the wall that became a pirtza, even though it's up to Yudamis long, still it's kosher. May Roshay, Shoye Movi Rochav Chofamim. I tell the entrance to the Movi was 20 Yamis wide. So Locher is, you can't put a Kerah if the entrance is 20 Yamis wide. The Yetzer was Yumayit, Visosmoy Esther Amis. You closed up 10 Amis of it. Kirdnan, Rochav Miyester, if the entrance is wider than 10, the Locher is Yumayit, close it up. Now the nifritza pirtza b'yosistimo on this 10 amis that you closed up that became a pirtz inside those 10 amis, then the locher is dalat amis, dalat tfachim is kosher. The dalat up until dalat tfachim is kosher, more than dalat is possible. Fretigmar maishna, what's the difference? Maishna mitzida b'yesi, say on the side of the movi, it's enough 10 amis diyama pischu, the svar is anytime you have an opening until a 10 amis, it's called a pesach. Even at the beginning, the opening, say also is called the Pesach. So why dafka dalat tvachim? Why not till Yudamis? Amar Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, kagoyin shenifrats bekeren zovius. I tell you, the opening was in the keren zovius, picture 39, that the opening happened at the corner of the entrance. That's where the hole came about. And the klal is, the pischa bekeren zovius loyav v'yinshi. People don't make a Pesach in the keren zovius. Not a mitzvah. Nobody makes an entrance at the corner. So the corner of your house, you don't make an entrance. So since nobody makes an entrance, there it can't have a shem entrance. It doesn't have a shem Pesach. So therefore, once it's dalad tfachim wide, it's no good. So Rashi doesn't say anything. Yeah. So Tais is after Kash, really. Tais says that the Pesach of a Karen Zogis Leav the Inchi. Miyu, imosa kain Pesach b'mezuzoi sumashkif. If you make like a Surah Pesach with the doorpost, then Avad they have a Shabbat Pesach. Because the Yom Liel, the Pesach will be Karen Zovis. Before we answer, according to Rabbi Yosef, that said that a Movi could only be Dalad Tvachim long. If it's only Dalad Tvachim long, how do you have two Pesachim coming in? The Teretz was the Karen Zovis, we answered. That in the back two corners, the wall, the entrance comes into the back two corners. So you see, people do make entrances in a corner. So how come here the Gemara says in the corner you don't make an entrance? So Taizgah's one teretz is that here we're talking about there's no tzuras pesach, there's no doorpost. Without doorpost, just a pirtza can't get a shem pesach. But before we're talking about that two chatzerim open up into the movi. So two chatzerim, they have the real pesachim, they have a tzuras pesach. If they have a tzuras pesach, that's the shchiach even to make at a corner. That's the way Taizgah answers. The Ritva answers that it's not a shtega to make an opening at the beginning of the corner. That means at the entrance of the movi, the corner to the entrance, that's not a shtega, it's not nice to make the entrance. But the back corners, that's a shtega yet to make an entrance. So the Gemara before is talking about the back two corners. The back two corners, like it is a derech to make a Pesach over there. Mashenk, in the front entrance, since you already have one Pesach to come in, to make another pirtza at the corner of it, to make another Pesach, that's not shchiach. So since it's not a derech to make a Pesach there, so the more pshita doesn't help you, Yudamis. Therefore, dalat tfachim does help, and more than dalat tfachim is possible. Here's last Gemara again. We're holding up Hayim Abayz, the bottom Gemara again.
Omer Rav Chonin Barovam Omer Rav.